Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at PD&Y Show in New York, and I'm with Beth Campbell with Campbell House Collective. Beth, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Nice to be here with you.
So I was just introduced to you by a mutual friend, and they tell me that you're an architect and designer focused in the hospitality space, right?
Yeah, that is correct. I am by training an architect, and by my years of experience, 35-plus years, I actually global strategy design with a heavy bent into hospitality and food and beverage design.
Let's talk about this show first. Some people are calling this Neocon New York because, I mean, look at them flooring, just in the floor, there's 105 flooring exhibitors. And, yeah, it's a hospitality focus. But there's A&D people here that are also doing retail and doing senior living. So you've got more than just hospitality here is what I'm seeing.
Oh, 100%. And actually, that's reflective of the design industry as a whole. And because what I'm finding in my exposure with my clients and with my team, we're finding that everybody is looking to do hospitality. Like, hospitality is embedded now as a touch into commercial, like, you know, into anything, you know, corporate workplace, into retail. So everybody's got a touch, senior living particularly. But so hospitality is just kind of, it's about the guest experience and that mindset, and then how that design and the products then fit into all of those fronts. So seeing that holistically across the board globally.
So, you know, there's five or six vertical sectors in the commercial market, hospitality being one. How's the health of this sector?
It's an interesting time, as always, right? And I think it's true for everybody. What we're seeing is, you know, there's some economic headwinds, right? Because people are, they're traveling, but they're traveling less. And or if they're traveling, they are spending less. And so I live in Las Vegas, and that's the case. We have the same number of people year over year coming in each weekend, but they're spending less money. So it's less money per person. The one segment that is seeing an uptick is the luxury market. And so that in and of itself is driving all the decisions around pipeline for projects for next year, whether they're, and they're all renovations. The other market indicator that we're seeing is the bigger developments just aren't happening. They're going to occur, but they're going to be limited. So that's, it's more about these independent organizations buying some distressed assets. Some organizations are finding balloon payments are coming on their properties, and so what's happening is private equity and family funds are starting to buy, and so it's just an intriguing time, and that's where we see at Campbell House really see the market evolving over the next 24 months.
All right, so big separation between the haves and the have-nots. I went into a little seminar that was given earlier today about the luxe side of the business, and you know, they're not buying a lot of materials. They're talking about the experience, so they're actually dialing back a little bit on finishes, is what I'm hearing.
Yes, I think that what you're spot on. It is purely about the experience, and it's that, which means it's a deeper level of engagement. Now, obviously, you have to have the right level of finishes when you're in the luxury world, but at the same time, there's going to be more of a spend on the technology side because that's where the experience starts, and that's how you close it out. It gives you that flexibility. Not that everybody wants technology, but you have to have it for the savvy users. And so that's where I think that it's, so what we're finding in our luxury projects is that the spend is there, but it might be applied in different ways.
So you're obviously, you're working on some projects. Tell us about a project you're having fun with.
Probably the project we're having the most fun with is in Las Vegas. It's a retrofit of the historic Cromwell property with Caesars Entertainment, and it's celebrity Lisa Vanderpump. And so she's a brilliant person, an individual. She's one of the most savvy business people I've ever come across, but she just has such a great touch for design and how that engagement comes to play. So that's been really fun. We have a couple really big projects. The opposite end of the spectrum are in Riyadh with a mega developer, one of those giga projects. So that's the other end of the spectrum. So here again, a couple new hotel brands that we're working with there, so we're getting to create some new brand standards. My team is not right now with these diversity in projects.
So you know that our focus is flooring. And I love to ask this question of an architect, you know, is there a particular type or supplier of flooring that you'd like to work with?
Oh, that's a loaded question. You gave me a gun with all the bullets in the chambers. The fact is that it's more of a type of flooring, and it has to do with, you know, the market level of the Keys and the type of hotel, whether it's also, you know, the climate that it's in, etc. So we're finding, obviously, hard flooring is fantastic, engineered woods, but definitely woods. We actually are doing an epoxy, like a thin cement, in a project in Riyadh, in the middle of the desert, which seems odd and backwards, but it's actually quite elegant and beautiful because it's a very moody, sultry type of design solution. And so we're excited about that. So I'm going to politically answer the question by not answering the question and simply say that, yeah, there's so many great products out there. And, you know, at the end of the day, it gets down to the relationships with the people that you know at the different product manufacturers, and then how can their availability, and then, you know, durability, and then, you know, at the end of the day, it's price. But it starts and ends with the design of the product and then the relationship with the team. Because let's be honest, our projects are all moving so fast or they're being squeezed for value engineering. You need people that represent the manufacturers, represent the flooring products as your partner, because there has to be a collaboration because things are going to pivot and change throughout the process.
So let me ask you more specifically, do you like to buy American?
We try to buy American, yes, when we can. And we have a few that we really like here locally in the States. But at the same time, it gets down to availability and price.
One other question. Sometimes you need to soften the sound in a room to make it cozy. And you just talked about love and hard surface. How do you soften that room?
What we do is lots of fabrics, right? So area rugs is one great solution, whether they're embedded or they're actually lay on top. Area rugs. We're doing a restaurant actually in Chicago, and the solution is all drapes. We have hardwood flooring we're putting in, but it's the walls are brick. It's a gorgeous old, you know, retrofit, but what we're doing is we're hanging a specific walls floor to ceiling with very thick, heavy drapes to help absorb that. And then occasionally we're putting in some ceiling baffles, and we have some a series of leather tassels that are about 10 to 12 inches long, and we have about 600 of those we're hanging from the ceiling in one area. So it's just we're trying to find different ways to soften the sound, but it'll still allow us to have, you know, gorgeous and functional hard surface flooring.
All right, Beth. Well, thanks for spending time with me and our listeners. Again, been talking to Beth Campbell here at the BDNY show, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLE.net.